Next, we're with three brilliant women who all get support and respite by being part of the wonderful Edinburgh Carers Council.
Hello, my name is Fran.
And my name is Janet.
Hello, I'm Sue.
We're all unpaid carers of family members who have a severe and enduring mental health illness.
Fran, Sue and Janet spoke to us with huge amounts of honesty and bravery about the issues they have faced as carers and how getting support from the Carers Council has helped them.
For me, the most difficult thing is around the emotional and stressful impact it has on me, and something I can't share with the person I care for because of the impact that would have on them. Hence my need to access advocacy support.
Well, I was very isolated, and that was my problem, because I was isolated from the person I cared for. I was isolated from my work. I had to give up my work to take care of her. And my family was basically broken up. So when I came to the Carers Council, I was helped to put back my life, put it back together piece by piece, because the problems were so overwhelming. I was helped to break it down and tackle each part until I'm almost at a point where I can say my life is running up and running again.
It is very isolating being an unpaid carer, and you feel very alone. And chatting to other people in similar situations really makes a difference, because you suddenly feel that person's going through what I'm going through, and they're not going to judge me, they're not going to tell me what to do, they're there to listen. And when you talk to people as an unpaid carer, you don't want them to give you answers, you don't want them to tell you what you should be doing, you just want them to listen to you because you need to get it out of your head. And I think that's something that we all feel very strongly about. As members of a peer group, we feel that opportunity to offload to people who get it and understand it is really invaluable.
The person I cared for was seriously self-harming, and it was quite shocking for me what that person was doing to themselves. And coming to the Edinburgh Carers Council, I could share in fairly detail what was going on. Nobody was shocked and nobody judged me and nobody wanted to try and sort it out. They just listened. And other people had been through similar situations. And that somehow gave me a lot of comfort and a lot of hope when I was dealing with the difficult situations that were going on at home. I could think, other people have gone through this. As time goes on, circumstances change, and I can keep taking these things back to the Carers Council and get the same response. People listen, people have been through it, and people can suggest things that may help.
I think as well, it's working with an advocacy worker who knows you, who knows your story and trusts you. They're aware of everything you've gone through, and they remind you of what you've done in the past that has helped, and they help you, because I think we all know in our own minds what we can do to support the person, but we need someone to talk to help us bring that out so that we can advocate for ourselves.
I was physically, emotionally, financially, in every way overwhelmed, and I could not have sorted this out on my own. And the other thing about seeing familiar people is that you don't have to keep telling your story over and over again. And the other thing I just wanted to mention is the up and down roller coaster nature of mental illness, that some weeks can be good, some weeks are awful, and the familiar faces that we see at our groups, mm-hmm. That's the one constant. Yes. And the people from Edinburgh Carers Council are constant, so that's been great support for me.
I found it quite scary going along for the first time, not knowing what to expect, nervous whether there would be anybody that I could identify with who was in similar situations, who would get what I was going through, because I found it quite traumatic at the time. And I found that, yes, there were similar parents who had been through experiences that felt similar to mine, and they seemed to understand what I was talking about. So I came away with a sort of a big sense of relief, and yes, I will go back next time. come along, you can just turn up, you don't need to say anything. My concern was, how would I be able to find the words for how I felt? But I didn't need to, because other people use those words that then I could use as well.
You know, it's not until you've received advocacy for yourself that you begin to feel, you become more and more confident about advocating for that person you care for. And I think that's the powerful thing.
Thank you so much to Fran, Sue and Janet for being so open and honest about their caring responsibilities and the support that they get from the Edinburgh Carers Council. Listening to their stories alongside us was James Arthur, the Carers Council manager.
Edinburgh Carers Council is a charity that provides support to unpaid carers in Edinburgh and across the Lothians. We provide individual advocacy support and collective advocacy support, and we also run peer support for unpaid carers. Individual advocacy is really about providing unpaid carers with an opportunity, space and time to talk about their situation and to explore whether or not there are things within that that they would like to change. And then we would discuss how we might be able to support them to bring about that change. It might be something as straightforward about providing some information that's relevant to their specific caring situation, or it might be about providing information about their rights, for example, in relation to the Mental Health Act. I think when carers first approach Edinburgh Carers Council for support, they really just want to focus the discussion around the person that they're caring for at that time. And part of our role is really to broaden that out, to find out how the carer themselves is doing, because their own health and well-being is as important as that of the person that they're caring for. Understandably, carers initially find it quite difficult to talk about their own health and well-being, and in fact often feel guilty about talking about themselves rather than the person that they care for. It would be more helpful both for the carer and the cared for person if the carer was able to step back a little bit from the situation. So it's really about continuing that conversation and about reviewing where things are at on an ongoing basis, because we do work with people over, in some cases, quite a lengthy period of time. The peer support work is very different from individual advocacy work, and in fact from collective advocacy work, because it is really an open forum for carers to support each other and to share experience, whether that's good or difficult experience. And those are very powerful meetings for people. And people will move through the services that this organisation provides, so possibly initially from individual advocacy, and then they might feel that they would benefit from or feel more able to join a group setting. And the peer support that we provide in groups is ideal then for people. But equally, people might attend the peer group as their first contact with Edinburgh Carers Council and then hear from other carers about the individual advocacy services and how they've benefited, so will then refer themselves for that type of support from Edinburgh Carers Council.
As well as providing support to the individual carers that attend, the council is set up to be a voice for carers. Getting involved means that the things that you say or take part in could be passed along to politicians and policymakers, shaping any future policy.
The more discussions that carers have and with ourselves, it becomes clearer what the issues that carers are facing on a regular basis. Once we identify those issues, we look at and discuss how we might actually move things forward. So who do we need to raise these concerns with that we're hearing about on a regular basis? That might be the council, it might be the NHS. I would say that every part of Edinburgh Carers Council service feeds into that policy shaping work, if you like. Just now, the advocacy service that we provide for unpaid carers in Edinburgh and across the Lothians is for carers of people who are experiencing a period of transition. So an example of that might be someone who's in hospital-based rehabilitation services moving into the community, so they're transitioning through services. or somebody who's using child and adolescent mental health services that's transitioning to adult services, we provide a service for those carers. And we also provide an advocacy service for carers of people who are experiencing an eating disorder. Carers don't have to be referred to Edinburgh Carers Council by any other organisation, not through their GP or anyone else. You can simply pick up the phone, and if you are an unpaid carer, please do phone in the first instance or contact via email or text, because even if we are not the service that's best placed to support you, we will discuss with you what your circumstances are and help you to find the most appropriate support for your situation.
Thank you to James Arthur and to everyone we spoke to at the Edinburgh Carers Council. Their website and contact details are in the show notes for this episode.